Danny,
Yeah.
are we famous?
Are we famous?
I think we are. I mean, Danny, can I tell you, this has been the best 24 hours of my life. Like the amount of love, the amount of listeners. Like I literally thought that my mom and my husband would be the only ones that would listen to this thing. And like I'm talking friends from high school, and I'm blown away.
I am blown away by all of our friends, all of our family who's listening, and it makes it really special that it's people who are in our circle.
I know.
So, yeah, we're famous.
We're famous. Oh my gosh. And like, thank you to everybody for just being so
Yes, thank
supportive.
you so much.
It just means a lot because this is a very vulnerable thing to do. I mean, I remember I was, when we recorded the first episode, I was like, this could be like a train wreck, but we did it.
We did it. And then afterwards, we were like, we did the thing. And then I read, like, or I mean, not, I read the transcript and I listened to it as I was editing. And I was like, I'm going to make my own show notes, but we'll go through that in a little bit because I think it's, we said we were going to be raw and real. And so we are going to recap maybe some of the stuff that we noticed from the last episode that we may or may not want to carry over. So thank you again, friends, and thank you everybody who shared it because that really meant a lot to us to be supportive or to be supported, and we are aiming to support everybody. And thank you so much to all of our friends and family who are like, "Can I be on the podcast?" Number one, that made us feel very approachable, and number two, yes,
Please,
please. I was
please
worried we'd
come.
have like a guest list of like zero. And now
Zero.
we're going to be scheduling out. And we were so excited to do this second episode so soon.
I know. This is amazing. It really
Yeah.
is. It really is.
So I just want to recap really quickly for those of you who didn't quite get how Jackie and I met. So we're part of this incredible community called The Limit. Shout out to Beth Nicely for.
Yes.
She is the captain of that ship. It's her company. And the class that Jackie and I were talking about, where we bonded and almost died, was the box class. And shout out to box because basically you're jumping on these Pilates boxes. I call them plyo boxes. And
Yes.
it's a high intensity plyometric class. Also wanted to give a shout out to Olivia Kay, who's the instructor that we said. She had a badass playlist, and Ice Cube came on, and she committed to those burpees while Jackie and I got down in our own way.
Yep. And you
So,
know what?
thank you so much,
We
Olivia
always thought that
K.
she we always thought that she would be like, you know what, you guys need to leave, but she let us do our own thing. And you know what, I really
Yes,
appreciate that.
but that's like the limit way.
It is. It's the best. And I'm
So
just so
come one,
grateful that
come
it,
all, guys.
yes. And I'm just grateful that it introduced me to you, Danny,
Oh
and
my
that we were
gosh.
the kids'
Yeah.
corner in the back of the box
The
class, trying
kids'
not to cry.
corner. Who else do we have in there? We have Olivia C. We had
Yes.
KJ. We have Emily Krebin. We have
Yes.
Savannah. And then we had like a good rotation of people also.
It was so much fun. Like
Yeah.
people
Well,
can't,
it is so
people,
much fun.
it is so much fun. It's the
Yeah.
best. I took it this morning and like almost died, and I thought of you, Danny.
I did not take it, you guys, but I had a good excuse. I had a patient. So
Yes, exactly.
I also wanted to talk about coming back to being real on the podcast. So, a real thing is yes, these are really tough classes, probably some of the harder classes in New York City, but you can meet everybody where you're at.
That's the best part about it.
In recapping our show, I want to take it over there. What show notes did you write for yourself from our
Oh,
last?
yes, I realized that, which I've already failed already on this episode, but we're learning and we're going to keep getting better, is that I need to, as the people in the theater say, pick up the cues. So that's a way to, you know, Danny will throw the ball at me and say, like, I mean, I shouldn't even be making ball references. What do I know about sports? But we're gonna pretend.
Hooray, sports balls.
Sports balls, yay. But like if Danny says, like, let's talk about the show notes, I should be ready right away with like my answer. Not to pre-plan, but just be ready to start
But
going with it.
we're learning each other, and that's, we're going to be learning with all of you guys, our future guests. Anything else you thought? Your thoughts
Yeah,
on
and
the
I
last
also,
episode, the good, the bad, the ugly.
yeah, I also just, I mean, we had a lot of fun. That was a great part about it. And I think we had a lot of great stories on it. So I want to keep doing that. One thing that I also want to work on personally is not interrupting you, which I've
Oh, I'm
done.
doing the same thing.
It's hard, especially because we are recording over Zoom. I mean, I think it's hard in general anyway.
When is it anyway?
Exactly. We're gonna keep learning, and we appreciate all of you being so supportive and like understanding that this is our literal second time doing this.
Yeah, we
So,
didn't practice before our first one. We did it at like
no.
9 something at night with our AirPods.
Exactly. So we're still learning. What about you, Danny? What do you wanna
Oh
work or what have
gosh,
you learned?
I really struggle with perfectionism, so I had a lot of notes, and then one of my dearest friends, Priscilla, she said, share it, share what those are, and also have compassion for yourself. So I would say saying like a lot less. Oh God, I rode that like train so much. And also saying less was one of them. So we will try to do that. And feel free to like taboo buzz me when I need to be shocked out of this. Part of it's nerves, part of it is, And again, learning each other's cues. I just want to reiterate that. And that's a part of like learning each other. And I think the best part about it, though, is we're interrupting each other because we're getting each other so excited. We can't wait for like the next thought to come out. And just trying to stay on the agenda. And those are pretty much the main things, as well as driving home like definitive timelines of when we've done things. And trying to get my whole thought out before my next thought starts. So those are some of the things I'm reading from my list right now, and I think those are the things that stood out the most, but I can't believe we did it.
We did
So
it. We did it. And we're going to keep learning. And I think we'll get better and better as we go along. Like, I was actually really excited to record this next one because I thought, okay, we learned so much from the first one. It can only go
absolutely.
up from there, right?
Yeah,
So.
that was our baseline, and it's just kind of like training and working out. We're slowly building. Reps will bring us closer to good form, execution, strengthening the podcast. And honestly, if you guys have any ideas, comment. If you guys have any suggestions, we kind of want to take it all. I really wanted to read this book. I think it's called Radical Acceptance. And then there's another book that I can't really think of. I'm drawing a blank, but they talked about sort of being radically honest with each other and accepting that feedback and from like all levels in a company. And I thought that was really valuable. So yeah, make us better. This is a community. Okay, so Jackie, you saw Sunset Boulevard today.
I did.
You saw the matinee, and I wanted to get your thoughts on the show, performance highlights, staging, vibes.
You
Go.
guys, this show. Okay. I wanted to see it. I saw the production back in 2017 with Glenn Close. And like that was a lavish, huge production with like a huge orchestra. It was lavish and opulent. And then I saw photos of this show and videos. And at the end, the lead, Nicole, played by Nicole Scherzinger, is in a black dress and blood is draining down her neck. And then the male lead is in black biker shorts with blood on his chest. And I was like, I don't remember the blood.
I think I would have remembered that.
And I was like, I literally was like, I just need to see it for the blood? Like, what is, because like
So many questions.
it's very jarring. Okay, this production is unlike anything I've ever seen, and I was thinking about preparing for this recording to find to tell you what I thought about it. And I think the best way to describe it without giving anything away is that the show honors the original material and then elevates it to an unbelievable place. Okay, you won't be able to see me right now, listeners, unless we add this maybe to a Instagram post, but literally
Flash, we're going to be putting these on the YouTubes. Go.
oh, get ready. Okay, so this was me at the end of the first act. You ready?
So let me describe Jackie's face. Eyes wide open, hand over mouth, gripping face. I'm pretty sure that her mouth is agape while being
Yes,
covered.
agape. I was shook, absolutely shook. And I like took my breath away a number of times. It's so good. And again, it's just a new take, but they didn't change any words. They didn't change any intentions. It just was the way that they staged it. And it was unbelievable. And if you get a chance to see it, go see it because it's extraordinary. And the music is beautiful. I've always loved it. So it was great to hear it. And Nicole Scherzinger can sing, let me tell you.
I mean,
Oh.
she was previously in the Pussycat Dolls, right?
Yes.
In 2000.
Loosen up my buttons, baby. That's her. And now
And
she's.
any, oh, sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. And now she's singing Andrew Lloyd Webber. Like, what?
Wow.
It's
I
crazy.
mean, she has an incredible range, though. You can't take that away from her.
It was just extraordinary. And then, like, okay, so I love drama, kind of fun. The show was on 44th Street at the St. James Theater, one of my favorite Broadway theaters. And then that's on the south side of the street. And then on the north side is Gypsy, starring Audra McDonald, which I saw last month. So I saw both like leading contenders for best actress.
Yeah, it
And
was going back and forth because they were like, oh my gosh, Nicole Scherzinger, the toast of Broadway. And then they were like, but wait, Audra is coming in Gypsy.
I know. So, like, the jury's out. Like, both of these shows are unbelievable. I almost am like, can't you give it to both of them because they both deserve it? Can't you give it to both
Break the
revivals?
Tony, give it to
Like,
each other.
honestly, honestly. And I was just like, so I'm hoping social media managers for both of those shows, like you need to get some sort of like, like reel or like TikTok video where they're facing off against each other. Just giving you ideas.
You're welcome, both
You're
shows. You're
welcome.
welcome.
You're
Free
welcome.
content.
But it was so good.
Anything else that you're looking forward to possibly watching on Broadway?
Oh my gosh. So I'm going to see Floyd Collins at Lincoln Center in April. I'm really excited for that. I don't really know the show at all. I just know that my beloved acting teacher, Jen Waldman, shout out to Jen Waldman Studios, in Chelsea, she says that it's the best show. So, like, I always joke if Jen Waldman tells me to do something, I'm just going to do it
You
because
do it.
she knows everything. So I bought tickets immediately because I was like, Jen loves it, so I need to see it. But honestly, I've heard it's an incredible score, so I'm excited for that. And Jeremy Jordan's in that, and he's, a wonderful performer. And then I'm really excited for Smash. So Smash is,
Oh, I'm coming to see that with you.
we should go together,
Yeah, yeah.
honestly. We'll go together because I'm really excited for that. And then they just announced today that Cynthia Erivo is hosting the Tony Awards, which, like, girl,
Excellent
girl.
choice, Tony. Way
Excellent,
to
excellent
pull that
choice.
one, pull that
Yep,
card. Yep.
yep, 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 yep. So then, wouldn't it be great if Nicole Scherzinger and Audra both won? Because Cynthia was Elphaba, and she's all about, the female friendship. I mean, come on, I think it works.
I love
Just
that
saying.
you're referencing. You got a wicked thing in there.
I
I'm
did.
just gonna go out. This isn't on the agenda, but Did
Yeah.
you see the Wicked movie?
Oh my gosh. Danny. I saw it by myself in a movie theater and I sobbed through the entire thing. That's another place, another piece that completely honored the original material and then elevated it to an even better place. I loved that movie. I thought all the new things that they added were so beautiful. I thought that like the singing was extraordinary. The imagination that like the sets, like they
I
created that
heard the
entire
set
world.
was unbelievable, but believable
Unbelievable,
and
but
perfect for the
believable.
story. Yeah.
Exactly. And then Defying Gravity, I was
I
just a
will say
mess.
every single time somebody talks about Defying Gravity, that just mentioning the song, I get goosebumps. Don't hate me because I have not seen the movie, but I did preface that I don't really watch a lot of things.
Yes, you did. You have you,
But
yes.
I am hoping that I will have time to at least stream it in the comfort of my home while I crochet.
Yes, while you crochet. Yes. It's just, oh, it's so good. And like, you know what I was really excited about? There's a great piece of music that's in the Broadway show that I've always loved the music, and now it's in the movie and they put it on the soundtrack, so now I can listen to
Oh,
it all the
excellent.
time. Yeah,
Yes.
we're very grateful. Okay,
They did
back
that
on
for
track.
you, Jackie. Oh
They did because they knew that we were going to be famous, so they were ready for it.
my God, are we famous?
I think we are. Okay,
I won't say
wait.
that again until the end.
No.
All right. So last time we did a little pop culture sort of current events, and I wanted to ask about a few things, talk about a
Yes,
few
I'm ready.
things. I'm not super up to snuff, and I feel like a ping pong with like the information that I've gotten. But in our pop culture moment, ooh, I want to start with Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively. What's happening?
Oh.
I don't think I'm on a team. I have to say I like to give people the benefit of the doubt, and I feel like we don't know all the information. But it sort of is making my stomach hurt when I hear things about it because I'm like, is this as bad on both parties and that's why we're here? Or like, where I'm sitting as an ordinary person, I think that I'm looking at two celebrities who have it pretty effing good. And so I guess I'm not really understanding how, if it's ego, if it's, I've just heard a lot of things about personalities. So what's your take on it?
I mean, as of right now, I am Team Blake only because there's just Colleen Hoover unfollowed him. Jenny Slate unfollowed him. I feel really bad. I don't remember the actor's name who plays the other guy in the movie. He unfollowed him. Nobody would do press with him. It just seems like Justin Baldoni created an unsafe environment.
What
And
about the
so
latest things that have come up about the texts and
I know.
materials that it just seems like it went back and forth? And this is my nightmare about reality TV, where all things could be avoided with communication.
I know. Can't we just be nice? I mean, honestly. And also, I just feel like someone, I forget who said it to me, a friend of mine said it to me, like, can't we just like apologize? Oh, it was my brilliant sister-in-law. That's who said it. Dr. Amy Ostick, future guest of the
Future
podcast,
guest.
hopefully. Future guest, we love you. She said, like, someone just needs to say sorry. Like, that's what this is. Like, we just need to,
Well, that's what I'm
like,
talking about. There's a lot of ego in the game, or it's like,
yeah.
we're already too far. I can't turn around now, sort of thing. And I mean, doesn't it bum you out when you really like an actor or an actress and you just kind of find out that they suck because mean people
Yeah.
suck?
Yes.
And then,
Yes.
but you know what? It seems like there's not really a consequence either.
And that's really frustrating as like a regular person.
I'm
You're
not, I
like, 'cause
don't, I'm not out to cancel people, but I think that
no.
there should be consequences because as ordinary people, we have consequences.
That's very true. That's a good point. I know. And did you see them on SNL? So when
No.
Tina Fey and Amy Poehler were doing a monologue, and they were taking questions from the audience. And
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds gets up to ask a question. They're like, "How are you doing?" And he's like, "Good." He's like, "What have you heard?" And they were like, "Nothing, nothing, nothing." And they kind of like played it off, and it was a little funny. But if you look on the right-hand corner of your screen, Blake Lively is sitting right next to him, and she looks livid. And then all of a sudden, you see her notice that she's seen on camera, and she kind of like switches and does a little like smile.
I'm sorry, as far as this goes, like it's free game for SNL. And speaking of SNL, what was the picture that you texted me as soon as you got to Times Square today?
I sent this to you because we're gonna put this in the show notes.
Yeah, we're putting it in the show notes.
Guys, I'm shook, as another word. So Pete, there's a right by Penn Station.
Oh, it was Penn Station.
But right
Okay.
there, you are greeted by Pete Davidson, SNL alum, Kim Kardashian X. You are greeted with him in his underwear. Now, sometimes that could be appealing, but to me, I just was shocked. Like, it's a how many how tall is that? It's multiple stories tall. What?
Yeah, it's he's covering a lot of real estate for New York City, a lot of real estate. The other thing that I'm fascinated about that my husband told me about yesterday, which was hilarious that you texted me that, is that he's undergoing like tattoo removal for all of his tattoos.
I did hear that. That's
Yeah.
crazy.
Yeah. I have eight tattoos. I don't think I'm gonna have any more, and they're all pretty tiny and they're all pretty purposeful. So I at what he's a little bit younger than us, so I think he wants to do tabula rasa, like clear the body, like let's have a blank slate. And for those of you who do not know what tabula rasa is, it's blank slate.
Blank slate, blank slate. But the photo like took my breath away, and I said, I need to send this to Danny because this is comedy gold. So you're welcome,
Yeah,
listeners.
I didn't expect that. And also, wasn't he like everybody's ex? Boom.
Thank you. Next.
Got that in there. Lastly, what I wanted to talk about, I love the show The Office. I actually like both. The British Office as well as the American Office. And Mindy Kaling and BJ Novak are the on again, off again couple in that. And ever since then, we've all been wondering, like, who's the father of Mindy Kaling's baby? And everyone was like, oh, it's probably BJ Novak. And then they're like, no, we're not dating. I don't know why I'm using this voice, but that's my recap of it in my head. And then I just saw that Mindy Kaling got a star on the Walk of Fame in LA. And who was the only person beside her? BJ Novak.
Oh,
And I think
snap.
he gave the only speech. I'm going to check. Let's see. I looked it up a little bit earlier while I was on the subway. And I think that he gave like a little blurb about her, and he called her like a pet name or something.
Oh.
Something soup. Wow, that was super anticlimactic. I can't find it on my phone right now.
That's okay.
But
What?
I just does anybody have any idea? Because like, I'm sorry, if you're a celebrity, we kind of want to be up in your business, even though it's not real life.
I'm really curious about it. I actually
I mean,
just
they
heard
have real
about
lives,
this.
but
I'm
yeah.
just really curious, like, are you a good friend? Are you more than a friend? Like, what's happening? Then I
The
also
people
heard
want to know. The people.
people want to, who's the father of the
And
baby?
they're like, I don't care about the people. I guess you have to keep some things private. But
Right, exactly. But Oh my gosh, like I have to know.
I'm
I have
still
to
kind
know.
of living for it because he like shows up for everything and is so supportive of her, and obviously they're best friends. I'm not okay not knowing
I
because
know.
I've been invested since for like almost 20 years since that
Yeah.
aired.
Yeah.
So,
I get that. I
ooh,
get that. I
thank you.
get
Thank you
that.
for understanding. Do you have any other pop culture tea that needs to be spilled?
Oh my gosh. Wait. Let me see.
Nothing that'll get us in
Not
trouble.
nothing. Yeah. Nothing that'll get us in trouble. Oh my gosh.
Or I have a different question.
Yes, hit me.
What NYC celebrity would you like to meet? Meaning
Oh
like
my.
they're a celebrity and they live here. And you
Sarah
might
Jessica.
run into them.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Explain.
I think if I saw her, I would cry. There was a great TikTok where these two girls, I'll find the TikTok so we could put it in the show notes. These two girls were at dinner in the West Village and they saw Carrie Brett, like
Her
Sarah Jessica
running.
Parker, running across the street and then having dinner with her friends in a West Village
Yeah.
restaurant, and they were
I
crying.
saw
And
that. Well, I
I was
probably
like,
saw it after you because
yes.
I think it was on TikTok and then it went on
I
Instagram
shared
later.
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's exactly what I would do. I would cry. I just would love to meet her. I don't know. I just think she loves New York. She loves the arts. She loves to read. Like I've really gotten into reading
I love
pretty
reading.
consistently in the last couple of years. And like
Yeah.
I just love that she's into it too. And
Absolutely.
like I just want to sit in the West Village with my friends and have lunch and dinner and just, enjoy. And then she and Matthew Broderick are just such a sweet couple, and they were on Broadway together, and I just love
Yeah.
them.
I didn't get to see what they were in, but I also think I had moved away at that point when they had like a small show together. But
Yeah.
yeah, they're still together. And I feel like these days, not just in Hollywood, but in general, it's pretty incredible.
Yeah. What about you? Is there anyone that you would like to meet?
Yes, I was waiting for you to ask me.
Yes.
Okay, I don't know how many people. So we talked about, let me finish my thought. Go ahead, Danny. I had like 10 thoughts at once. I don't know how many people would know him, but I do love to read, and I said that I do love those like educational and very intellectual books that like are either self-improvement or commentary on society or the economy, things like that. So I would love to meet Malcolm Gladwell.
Oh, okay.
He wrote a series, but not like an actual series, but he wrote books like The Tipping Point. He has a podcast, and he talks about sort of takes where what people have accomplished in their lives and looks at like the pattern of things. And he's also a runner and like kind of a fast runner. And I guess there is this challenge I heard on another podcast that he was like disappointed because he had challenged LeBron James to run a mile. And like LeBron was like, no. But he's a Malcolm Gladwell, an avid runner. He's usually in the West Village. I did see him once. I think I was walking with my husband and I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And I gasped. I ran into like a bus pole with my shoulder. And then we like walked past and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna play it cool and I'm gonna walk back. I think he saw that we were staring at him because I turned around and walked back, and it was probably like just 10 or 15 feet to see him at this coffee shop again. And he was gone. Maybe he hid under the
No.
table. I don't know. Or maybe he wanted like a better meet cute for the future, and I'm down with that. So, but yes.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Speaking of New York, meeting celebrities, do you have a New York moment for us?
Oh, I do. Okay. Favorite New York moment, hands down. My friend, my dearest, dearest friend Christina, who I saw Sunset Boulevard with today. We used to live together up in Hamilton Heights in Harlem, and we went to the San Gennaro Festival. This was like back in like 2012, 2011, 2012. Went to the San Gennaro Festival all the way down in like Nolita, Little Italy area. And as we were heading home, we should have just been able to get on the D train to get all the way uptown. But there was something happening where the trains just weren't running. And we were th waiting there forever. And we were just crying, laughing, because we were like, we could have walked home faster than this train was coming.
Oh, for
And
those of you who don't know, how, like, what are the numbers of the streets in Hamilton
yes.
Heights?
Oh my gosh, like 145 to 158 or something like that.
And
Like it's,
where were you in
we were
Manhattan?
all the way downtown in Nolita, Little Italy, which is like right
That's
by the Williamsburg
below numbered
Bridge.
streets, you guys. It's
Exactly.
below 4th Street, which is usually West Village.
Exactly. It's far down there. And like normally if you can get on the D train, it's express and it just goes a couple of stops and then you're home and it's not too bad. I mean, it's still a little bit of a commute, but it,
Yeah.
definitely not as much as it would be. But then Christina gave me the best tip that I still use today because it makes me laugh. If you're ever waiting like on the subway for a long time, you need to put on the song Desperado. Desperado. And you listen to that, and it just makes it better because then you watch people like we watched this guy miss the train and he went, no, and like kind of got mad. And you're listening to Desperado.
Desperado.
You're
You're
welcome.
I
Isn't
love
that?
that so much. You created your own New York moment.
We did. It was
Yeah.
amazing. And so every now and then I'll li listen to it. And then it reminded me too, at one time at the Met, I think Christine and I were both at the Met at this day too. There was the Metropolitan Museum of Art, there was a special exhibit where it was like slow motion throughout the city. Like someone took a camera and put it in slow motion. And so you they just would do these scenes from like a cab. And you would watch people in slow motion, and one of them was like someone sneezing and then wiping their nose, and you see someone else like looking and like giving like a face. It's amazing,
All
and
in
like,
slow motion.
yeah, and I'm like, please bring it back because like that's all you need. Oh my
I
gosh.
mean, there's it, I hate to say it. Yes, it's a city that never sleeps, but there's literally never a dull moment.
Never, never.
I
What's your
mean,
moment?
oh. There's, I forget which subway station, but I just kind of like sat there because I saw an Instagram and I wanted to see it in real life. I think it's somewhere in Midtown, but this is fascinating to me because I worked in like city redevelopment and for like a couple of counties in California. And so I did like redevelopment and upkeep of the city. So this is why this is interesting. There's supposed to be a each step on stairs are supposed to be between like either 7 inches or 8 inches. There's a standardization. And that's so that we can go, we start, we can get going and go up the stairs without any surprises. But there's this top step of the subway station that's like, I think it's like less than a quarter of an inch taller than the other steps. And people get going, and it's New York, they're in a hurry, and you get it, and you're like rooting for them to get up the stairs. And then their toe catches, but their inertia is like sending them flying. And like some people are like able to get their feet under them, but they're like doing the cartoon like step, 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 and like crouching down, trying to catch themselves. And like maybe their hand is like touching the ground so that they stay upright. Other people are not that coordinated. And I don't know why like simple things make me laugh like this. And but I am there if like somebody if there was nothing detrimental that happened. If something detrimental happened, I would probably help. But it's like one of my favorite secret things to do.
Oh my God, I need to go
It,
there.
or I mean it used to be. I don't I have to remember. I keep picturing like maybe it's on like the west side and like the 50s or something,
Yeah.
but or like just above Times Square, I think, or maybe it's like, I don't know, somewhere around Radio City. I can't remember, but I will find out and put it in the show notes.
Oh my gosh,
Yeah,
they would
that's
put
so
that in
rude.
Midtown.
And
They would put that in Midtown.
I think it was
Wait.
a mistake because I think one side, like I think the step like across the whole thing, only part of it is thicker. And so everybody who was like going up the right side was like fine. And everyone who was trying to go around the slow people who were like flying up the left side were just like eating it. Yeah.
That's hilarious
And I know that there's like more Instagram videos of it.
because you know some people like you're walking about the city, you're like, I'm a New Yorker, I know how to do this, like I know how to run up the steps, I can run two at a time, and then you like you get humbled real fast.
Oh my gosh. Or like when you're walking and you're walking really fast and you're like, I got this. I have my snow boots on and everything, but you don't account for the black ice.
Yep.
And if I slip on it, I will usually stop to watch other people slip on it. I'm like, oh man, who does that? Even though 2 seconds ago I almost broke my neck.
Was me. Wait, that's funny. That's funny. Comedy for days.
Oh my gosh. So you lived in the city for how long?
I lived for 16 years, which is crazy.
Goodness. So what would
Yeah.
you say living in New York City, what were the biggest challenges and like what were some of the joys?
Oh, well, the joys are just like that everything's at your fingertips. There is nothing like being able to like get anything that you need at any time of the day. That's just like a really fun convenience. And the reason why I think that there are all these conveniences is because it is so difficult to live there. So like
Oh.
the New York City gods were like, we gotta give them something. So like let's give them 24-hour takeout. You know what I mean? Like the bodegas are these delis on the
Because
side of the
it's
street.
survival. You leave, there's times where like you leave your apartment at 6 a.m. in the morning, and we're all bag ladies because you don't know. It's crazy. You won't know what time you're going to get home. It could be 10, 11, 12. What's another city that that happens to? And I'm naming apparently like early bedtimes, but yeah.
It's crazy. So like I think that that's a fun part of it, like that you can get things so easily. Also, like for me being a theater person, like I just love that I can see a Broadway show at any time, like and one of the things that I always say that if someone offers you a ticket to a Broadway show, like you take it, because like that's there's just so many fun things that happen in New York that like you
Yeah.
have to grab all those opportunities.
Oh, absolutely. And there are those opportunities that come up.
Right.
And I think remembering the good times when like New York seems really tough, when everybody seems really mean, when everybody sit in, honestly, when things happen in politics that really affect us, or when things happen that nationwide, you feel the whole city's emotion. You
It's
feel its
true.
heaviness. You feel its battles. And you can't really get away from it. I mean, you can get into your apartment, but then it's like you have a neighbor above you, below you, and next to you. So you're always sharing walls.
It's true. It's true. And you're always surrounded by people. And so like that can be really good, but it can also feel very lonely because you're like surrounded by people that like you don't
You
know, and
don't
like you're
know, but they're all overwhelmed as well. And so they're trying to shut everything out, including you. And so you're like, I'm amongst all these people in a crowded place and I'm alone.
Yeah, it's kind of wild to be on the subway and you're sitting there and like it's besides like the sound of the train, it's quiet because everybody's just looking down at something, their phone, like whatever, people, books, whatever they're doing. And so it's really wild to watch. You're like, there's probably 50 people on this train and not one person knows one another. Like that's kind of
And yeah, they
crazy.
don't know each other, and we're all trying to like not engage because we're so tired. I mean, just passing people by. When I think about living in California, when I was driving and wasn't living in the city, I was living in the suburbs. I don't come into contact with as many people as I do in the 10-minute commute that I have from my apartment to
Yeah.
my clinic.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
It's
exhausting.
wild. It is. It's wild. It's wild. Wait, can I ask you? I have a question for you that I'm curious about. Okay, like to switch gears completely, but I'm just curious about this. So like, okay. I had no idea that you had like another career before you became a PT. And I'm just curious about your journey towards this career.
I think I've always wanted to do everything, which, given the amount of hobbies and jobs that I've named, I just want to know everything about everything. In my past life, I worked in the engineering world. First I started working for like a county and then a city and doing kind of city planning stuff. And then I got into what's called redevelopment, which for existing structures or existing parts of cities, we were kind of revamping it and trying to, I guess I use revamping, but let's call it what it is, gentrify. And then I started working in environmental consulting. I wasn't not happy with that. I had really great friends. I loved my jobs. But I were this is a podcast about being honest. So I wasn't really working out. I went from like being an athlete to work like kind of overworking and then like doing the thing where we're going out every weekend with our friends in our 20s to the clubs. And I became really unhealthy. And then the amount of work that I was working, I got carpal tunnel
Oh
at
my
like
gosh.
22 or 23. And I love science. I absolutely love science. So, but the weird turning point was I ended up on workers' comp. My hands were numb. You couldn't even see the muscles in my hands. And I had to start using like very, very, like, I don't know what the word is, but pre what we have when we're dictating into our phones. It was like the very first Dragon software. And
Wow.
it didn't have enough commands to like go to the next line. And I was coding in databases, but then I was also trying to create these like scalable maps for our of like chemical plumes that we were trying to remediate. And then, working on the computer became really rough. Went to these really great workers' comp PT, which I got really lucky because workers' comp PT usually is just standard exercises, not as individualistic. It's like if you have this diagnosis, give up these exercises, go through this routine. And I really got along with my PT. Actually, she was an OT. And I was like, maybe I could do this. Like, nothing against my old career, but I was like, I could do this. I'm still young. And by the end of working with her, I didn't have to have surgery. I was actually stronger. She had me doing things like yoga, movement again, on top of all of the PT exercises that I needed to do, and then also taught me a lot of relaxation. So she really instilled a lot in me, in my lifestyle, and I felt like that was a bigger impact than honestly, I was like working for these consulting companies because I had a pretty good paycheck. One thing I didn't know when changing to a PT career is that a paycheck is not a finance paycheck or not anything like that. However, I lucky again, we own our own practice, so we're in a different boat and it's a private practice. But anyway, she told me, I was like, maybe I can be an OT. And she goes, actually, I think you should be a PT. I think you'd be really good at it, given like your previous experience with sports and with injuries. And she handed me this like binder with like the top like five schools, five or top 10 schools in the country for doctor of physical therapy programs with all of the prerequisites that I would have to take. And I started taking prerequisites. It took me like a year and a half. I did that at night. or early in the morning, and then would still do my full day. And then I applied to PT schools and I ended up going to NYU. Thank you for the scholarship. And I did my doctor of physical therapy at NYU, which is why I ended up out here in New York. And luckily, it was my husband's second career as well. And that's where I met him. If you didn't listen to the first episode, it's a pretty funny story. I was like, I don't want anything to do with you. A couple of my best friends were graduated with us as well. So it was one of the best decisions I ever made. It's a tough career. You work with a lot of different personalities, particularly New York personalities. And my husband and I see a lot of complicated cases and diagnoses, but luckily our patients are pretty thankful. So.
Danny, I have chills. I have
I mean, it's
chills.
not
No, but
blockbuster,
like, it's not Blockbuster. But like, what a brave thing to do. First of all, I'm inspired that she like saw something in you. Well, I love that you saw something in her that you were like, I like this. I'm inspired by this.
yes.
And then she said, and so you said, maybe I could be an OT. And then she was like, well, actually, I think you could do this. And so she helped like steer you. And then she gave you that binder. Like, there were just so many people that were like cheering you on to do this.
Oh, it all came together. And then as I started taking my prerequisites, I met really great people in my like classes who were taking prerequisites for like nursing, for actually going to medical school. And it was scary though, because I had prided myself on going to college when I was 17. I like graduated when I was 21. And then I decided to start all over. And I have really great friends from in my 20s. And it was hard to see them all move on quicker than me. It was like I was going backwards. So that was really scary. And then I didn't really know that many people out here. And it was definitely a leap of faith, but there was something that was telling me to do it. And I never, which we can get into in another episode, like I always have a hard time listening to intuition, and I can call that intuition. So.
Wow, that's amazing. I'm like, I never knew that. Like, I never knew that's how you got into that career. And
Yeah.
you're so good at it, and you're so passionate about it. And like, you can tell,
Thank
like,
you.
when you talk about it, and you're very knowledgeable. So it's amazing to like hear that. And
It
like,
helps to have a curiosity, like an ongoing curiosity, and I hope to be a lifelong learner. I posted something on my Instagram that it's a good thing to be around people who are smarter than you. Like, I'm not intimidated at all because I'm just drinking in from their wealth of knowledge, from their wisdom, and I'm learning from them. And there's such this I think that also makes you closer to people,
Oh,
and
for sure.
my guard isn't up and their guard isn't up. And I will say the one thing being in any career is that you always need a mentor. And one of my mentors said to me, you should always have a mentor, and to instill it, you always have to teach someone. So you should always have a mentor and a mentee.
Oh,
Yeah.
oh, oh
So
gosh! I want to be your mentee.
I don't know about that. I want to be yours. Storytelling, I mean,
Honestly,
acting.
well,
Yeah.
I always joke. I come from a very medical family. My mom's a nurse practitioner. I have two brothers that are doctors. I have a sister-in-law that's a doctor. Another sister-in-law that's a nurse, a nurse as well. And I'm like, how did I miss the boat,
You
like on
didn't.
this?
You didn't.
I didn't. But I always say, I'm like, someone needs to entertain and feed all of these doctors so that they're ready for their jobs. You know what I mean?
You
So
know
that's my
what? And
job.
that we love that because we also need that entertainment side. I mean, look at during the pandemic, people were just eating up Netflix and they
Exactly.
needed that entertainment. And I'm not gonna lie, I was definitely like, ooh, does entertainment make the world go round? I used to be in like I used to help make things go around. Do they know how to code? Do they? But no, I needed things like that to get me through. And It's this whole other side of your brain that you're using when you're being creative. Speaking of Jackie, I'm going to share something with you on your phone.
Oh my
I
gosh.
purposefully did not share this. And I would like to call this the made-up script challenge.
Ooh, okay.
So I did not go ahead and read this, but I'm going to share it with you. And you and I are going to act this out. I did not read it. I used ChatGPT and I said, give us a 2 to 3 minute script that we will have to act out together. So I'll give you like maybe just skim through the top and then you
Okay.
tell me whether you want to be which character you want to be.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, I see it. Okay. Oh my gosh.
By the way, you guys, while she's reading this, the title is called The Great Juice Betrayal. And the characters are Ava, who is passionate, dramatic, and a bit over the top, and Jules, who is cool-headed, but emotionally volatile under pressure. And I will set the scene. The scene, a kitchen. The tension is thick. A single glass of orange juice sits on the counter. Boo-dump. Cueing the ominous music.
Oh my gosh. I feel like, okay. It says Ava's passionate, dramatic, a bit over the top. I mean, I feel like that's me.
I agree when I read that out
Yeah,
loud.
I think that that's who
Okay.
I need to play. Okay, I'm
So,
ready.
mind you guys, we have never read this script. ChatGPT made it up. And I am not an actor. So,
This is going to be
okay.
great.
Whew.
Okay. Okay,
We're in
here
the
we go.
kitchen.
You did it, didn't you?
Ava, come on.
Don't insult me with lies, Jules. I know.
It was just a sip.
A sip. A sip. That juice was mine, Jules. I squeezed every drop with my own hands. I hand selected the oranges, organic, artisanal. Oh my God.
Oh my God, Ava, it's juice.
It was my juice. It said whispering, so I whispered. Okay, back to the scene.
I was parched, okay? I woke up. My mouth was drier than a desert monologue. I saw the juice. It was there. What was I supposed to do? Ignore it?
Yes.
I didn't think it would be a federal crime, Ava.
Oh, it's worse than that. It's personal.
Ava, please. I'll make more. I'll go to the store. I'll.
It won't be the same.
No, I know. And I have to live with that every day.
I don't know if I can ever trust you again.
Ava, it was just a sip.
That was betrayal.
End scene.
Oh my gosh. Honestly, this could have been in an episode of The Housewives. I'm just saying. I'm just
The
saying.
drama, the
Wow,
drama.
wow. I mean, you know what? Cheers and claps for Danny. Danny,
Thank you. Thank you.
you really went for that, and I'm just so proud of you.
I
You
really did.
yes and that scene. Like you were like, yes and
I really appreciate that So, side note, apparently I wasn't really great with my patience. And I didn't create a healing environment with my personality. My husband can like attest to this. I was very like, this is what you need to do. This is your diagnosis. And they'd be like, oh, I read this on Google. And I was like, please stop. I don't want to hear that.
Stop.
You need to do the thing that I'm
Yeah.
telling you to do.
Yeah.
And I didn't create a healing environment. My boss has told me about that. So I took improv classes for better communication. And I cried. It's fine. I had a hard time because apparently you can't pre-plan, and I kept pre-planning, and then the person who would like I would be paired with would throw something at me, and I literally would say n no, but no, but however, what is the rule of improv, Jackie?
You say yes, and you always go with it.
And I feel like it's been a good communication tool in life anyway. I still throw a lot of no buts out there.
Well, it's so easy to. I think that sometimes you want a scene to go a certain way, but then it's like, just go with it, and usually you'll get a good outcome. That was
For
fun. What a great scene.
I just wanted to showcase you, and I got super nervous. We'll I'll post this on the YouTubes also. I'll figure out how to do that. I think that seeing us giggle while we're trying to be super, that's why there was longer pauses.
We were laughing because the script was so ridiculous, but that made it
Thank you,
really fun.
ChatGPT. Yeah, I just said 2 to 3 minute dramatic but funny script, and ChatGPT gave us what we wanted.
It was
So we may or
beautiful.
may not do that
We got
again.
to do it again. We got to do it
Yeah.
again for sure. For sure.
And wanted to talk about episode
Yes.
3
Oh,
that is going to be coming up. We're going to be recording that. I almost said filming, but I guess Zoom is like filming. So, Jackie, who's our next guest?
my gosh, you guys, our friend Victoria, who we met through The Limit, is coming on the podcast, and we are so excited. Let me tell you about Victoria. She's unbelievable.
She's a queen. She's a
She's
queen.
and like a literal queen. Okay, first of all, met her in class. We were on Zoom together, and then we met in person a couple of times as well at the studio at The Limit. She got her master's in opera. At Manhattan School of Music, which is like a legit music program. And like,
Queen.
queen, like to be an opera singer is like pretty, really intense. Like, a master's of music is no joke. So she did that. She's a mom. Then she ran a marathon.
A solo marathon.
Solo marathon. Like, running a marathon is, I've never done it. It's seems like it'd be really tough.
It's special, and it's a special hell. And it helps when you're actually running a oh, sorry, that was my computer. It actually helps when you have like a crowd encouraging you. And you feel the excitement, like the New York City Marathon, but she did this by herself. There wasn't a race, it was her own race. She fueled herself and also had her own water that she was carrying.
Like, literally, and
But yeah.
nobody on the sidelines watching her. Like, that's I was watching from Instagram, and I was like, girl, you are something else. And now she's a trainer herself. So
Oh.
she's like teaching classes. And so I said to Danny, I was like, we need to get Victoria on because I just want to hear more.
And I was like,
So
I'm on it. Victoria, other things about Victoria that are very special is that she also is a huge fan of people and supporting people. When I met her on at the limit, we saw each other in class and we screamed and we embraced. Never having met, like, in person. She was on Zoom and we just gravitated towards each other. We had like conversations via Instagram, and now I'm so excited to get to know her even more and like deepen that friendship.
Yes.
So we're gonna have Victoria next Tuesday, and you have anything to talk about? Anything to say to our listeners?
Yes, I just want to say thank you to all of our listeners. Like we said earlier in the show, we really didn't think that anybody would listen. So the fact that you
Yeah.
did and that you've supported us and that you commented and shared your thoughts, like that really means the world. It's really hard to put something out there. I like to use the word like to ship it. We shipped this. And it was really
Yeah.
exciting and vulnerable, but really, I'm really proud of us, Danny. Like we
I
did
learned new skills. We recorded this and I had no idea how to get it off Zoom. I mean, get the audio off. I learned in like an hour how to do everything. And full disclosure, you guys, I created the logo in 5 minutes during my lunch right before I uploaded the episode. And it turned out really great.
it looks great. It looks great. And I just like, thank you, Danny, for doing all of the back end work there because
Oh, but I love tech.
it looks beautiful and it sounded great. And I mean, I'm like, we're like fancy on
I'm
Spotify. Like,
using a
what is that?
microphone
I
today.
know. Like, you look so fabulous. And I'll have my microphone next week.
This is so exciting.
I mean, we're podcasters. And just, listeners, thank you so much for all the love. Keep
Thank
listening, keep
you.
sharing. Please let us know if there's anybody that you want to hear from. We have an ongoing list that we're sharing, that we share with each other of
Yeah.
future people to get on here.
Also, let us know if you're interested in doing that as well.
Yes.
And please, please, if you have any show notes for us, if you have any ideas, and also we're trying to cultivate some questions for PT. I do work with a lot of actors, singers, Broadway. And if you're in that community, we can talk about that. I also work with a lot of sports and orthopedics. I can field those questions, or at least we can do a couple segments on those as well.
Oh.
So if we start getting that information or those questions coming in, that
Oh,
would be
yes, I
great.
love that. Oh yeah, let's do, and any questions that you have, let us know.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Oh my gosh, we can get like
And
great advice from you.
yeah, we'll see if I can give advice. You don't have to take it,
Right, exactly.
but
Exactly.
I'll come prepared for any questions. And then lastly, if you guys could do us a favor, if you can subscribe to the podcast, because I think that kind of sends it out into the ether a little bit more. And if you could rate it, and you can also follow us on Instagram now
Yes.
at my turn underscore pod.
Oh, more content to come on there as well.
Yes. Oh, and lastly, we want to hear about anyone who lives in New York City and your New York moments so we can kind of read it for the New York moments or like tips
Yeah.
or whatever. We want to celebrate you and if it's okay that we can use your name and give us like a 2 to 3 minute share.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Because
All
there's so many
right.
fun stories.
Yeah, it's your turn. It's your turn to
It's
tell
your
it.
turn.
Yeah.
Yes.
All
Yes.
right. We'll
Yay.
see you guys later. We'll see you next time. And hopefully, next week, we'll have the third one up and going. Stay
I'll see you
tuned for this
then.
one to pop up.
Yes, thank you. Bye, Danny.
Bye.